This is Jerry Blumberg. I'm an atheist. For God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. I'm an atheist. I wasn't sure I heard her correctly. As the conversation continued, I knew that I had. This was new for me because I don't usually have the opportunity to talk with someone who has no belief in God. As I slid my feet into the hot, swirling water of the pedicure chair, a woman sat down next to me and I could tell she was a little unsettled, kinda in a hurry, but also relieved to just sit. One of the manicurists asked how her daughter was doing and she shook her head and said, "Not well." I'm the curious type of person, so I asked her if she was okay. "No, her daughter has brain cancer." Now that is a conversation stopper or starter, depending on the person. But I peppered her with questions and she seemed relieved to be able to talk about it. The diagnosis was quick and death was imminent. "Does she have any Christian faith?" I asked. "No, we are all atheists." I actually felt like I had hit a brick wall, and the woman followed with she didn't want me to try and convert her if I was a believer in Christ. We talked for several more minutes, and I prayed for words. Every tack that I took had a negative answer from her. She was fine, thank you very much. Yet she seemed to want to talk about it and defend her position. My pedicure completed, I looked over at her. She'd already told me she didn't want anyone praying for her or her daughter. So I touched her arm and told her I was sorry and left. She may tell me not to pray for her, but I am. I pray that this crisis will bring her to the end of herself and into the arms of a loving Heavenly Father. I pray that a ray of hope may shine in her heart as she looks out over the beautiful Catalina Mountains and realize that this all didn't just happen. I pray that her daughter may hear the gospel one more time and that it will reach out and soften her heart. We would all like our witnessing to unbelievers to end up with the angels rejoicing over the salvation of one of God's children. But with this particular child, my role was to water the seed and let someone else reap the harvest. God has placed you where he wants you for a reason. Be faithful. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Galatians 6:9. This is Jerry Blumberg, taking it one step at a time.